You're listening to Tarakki Talks.
Back on our podcast series, Tarakki Talks, with another interesting conversation from the world of ICICI Prudential Asset Management. Thank you for tuning in to this episode, folks. And we're actually continuing the conversation from our previous episode on the specific investment tool known as the multi-asset fund. To take us through ICICI Prudential's approach to this multi-asset fund is Amar Shah, Chief Business Officer, ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company Limited, who's been with us on the podcast series before as well. Hi, Amar. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much.
Doing very well and excited to take this conversation further. You know, in our last episode, we did talk about the general structure of a multi-asset fund, but it's going to be interesting to understand how ICICI Prudential actually caters to this need for investors, no matter which phase of their investment journeys they are in. So to start with, can you tell us about how the ICICI MAF is structured and what the unique features of this fund are in comparison to maybe others in the market?
Sure. But before we get into that, I would just emphasize that this product is actually now completing 21 years. So that's the kind of track record that we have put on the table. Coming back to your question, see, multi-asset, and I think this time the name says it all, right? That let's look at the whole genesis of investing. And there is no single category in which investors by and large invest, right? If you look at the portfolio construct of any typical investor, there'll be some bit of investments done into assets which will yield like fixed returns. There'll be participation into equity which will create some wealth. You will buy some gold, silver, real estate. By and large, everybody has investments which are diversified across asset classes. And then within that asset class, people further do diversification. So within equity, people will go into small cap, large cap, mid cap, so on and so forth, right? So as the name suggests, multi-asset fund, this is a beautiful product which combines three or four asset classes together, and they are put into a single scheme. The investments is done across these asset classes. So multi-asset is a product which basically invests across asset classes and in a single wrapper gives everything to the customer together, so that you don't have to necessarily go out and do it individually, but just buy this product and you get it all into a single product is what ICICI multi-asset is all about.
Fantastic. So could you also elaborate a little bit more on the approach behind, you said it's been, you know, 21 years now, Amar, since this product has been accessible, right, to investors. What was the approach behind this fund? If you could elaborate on that a little more.
Surely. So there is something called as the scheme document, which basically talks about what all and where all you can invest into that scheme. So if I use the legal document part of it, this fund has to invest minimum 10% into fixed income, which is debt, another 10% into commodities, gold, silver, oil, any form of commodities, and minimum 10% into equity. So all these three asset class has a minimum space into that. Of course, it's up to the fund house view and what looks relatively more attractive. You will go overweight or you will be underweight, but bare minimum 10% is required. So broadly, the genesis of this is that by and large, it will have a larger portion into equity on an average, right? I would say that anywhere between 60 to 70, 75% is equity. If you think that valuations are cheaper, then you'll have way higher equity and vice versa. But broadly, the genesis is that all these three asset classes have its place. In fact, within equity, there is some room, there's some space. We actually also do invest into foreign equities as and when there's an opportunity out there. So at a macro level, first, you have to take a view that which asset class is more attractive and has a potential to either protect the downside or give you a potential upside. Having taken that view, then you get micro into that asset class and say that what part of that asset class I want to be overweight and underweight. So in equity, whether I should be overweight into a particular sector, in debt, whether I should be overweight on duration or I should be on shorter end side. That's how broadly this product works.
Right. You know, that's a good launch point into my next question, because we do often refer to it as an out-of-the-box scheme, Amar. Aside from the reasons you've just detailed, right, is there one particular reason we've pegged it as such, an out-of-the-box scheme?
So, see, there are challenges that happen in the real world, right? That what do I buy today? How much do I buy? Which is basically first identifying where to invest in terms of asset class, then how much to invest, which is that do I size it? Do I actually put a large amount of money, or do I slowly start investing to that asset class? Then at the level three comes that, is there a time when I have to sell? Now today, especially after say March 2023, where there has been some tax changes, right? If you have to invest into debt, you are fully taxed. There is no concept of capital gain. The capital gains are taxed at your marginal tax rate. So if you are a highest taxpayer, you will pay 39% on debt. If you buy gold, silver through say ETFs or through say mutual fund route, you will again be taxed at the highest possible rate. Equity is the only asset class right now which has a long-term capital gain benefit, where you are taxed at the rate of 10% plus plus. So the challenge to a consumer or an investor right at the level one is that, you know, what should I buy? How much should I buy? After having decided that, when I sell or when do I sell? And then when I sell, how much tax do I pay? Because, you know, it's not only about returns, but it's also about returns after paying taxes. Right. So why we say that this is a fantastic product? Because it packages everything. Given that the equity levels typically are above 65%, this fund qualifies as equity taxation. So actually, I'm buying all the three asset classes together. I am getting taxed at a much better rate, which is 10% for long term and 15% for short term. Right. And clearly, I am giving away my headache of identifying which asset class, how much, when, where, etc., etc., to a qualified fund manager, to a fund house, which is ICICI Prudential on this side. And then I'm saying that I'm going to fill it, shut it and forget it, because I'm going to let them do the asset allocation, let them decide what to buy. And in that whole process of, you know, actively managing it, I'm not even going to pay taxes to that extent. So it packages everything and makes it very tax efficient way of investing into multiple asset classes. And I think that's the biggest USP of this product, where I will get all the asset classes and I will optimize them and I will make them tax efficient way of investing.
Yeah, I think the last phrase, tax efficient, is probably the buzzword that catches everyone's interest at all times. It's also good that you brought up, Amar, you know, the decision that different investors, depending on where they are in their investment journeys, have to make, right? So when it comes to using this tool, could you also chart the use of the ICICI multi-asset fund for a short-term investor, a long-term investor, and a new investor?
I would say that this is not a product if you're a short-term investor, right? Because it has an element, as I said, you know, a range of 60 to 75% equity. And moment you get in that component into the portfolio, you don't invest into that asset class with a very, very short-term view, right? You typically invest for long-term or for the purpose of wealth creation. So I would eliminate anybody who would want to say that, look, I have a very short-term time horizon. Then I think there are way safer products. There are fixed income products which one should look at and ignore the taxation part, but, you know, use them as a parking tool for the short-term time frame. But anybody who has a long-term horizon, I would say maybe 3 years, 5 years, for any new investors that you asked for, I think this is the base case product. This should be your starting point, because you are entering the world of investment and you want to be slightly more conservative also at this point of time. So hence I said it does not have entire monies invested into equities. It has debt, which gives a cushioning. It has gold, silver, which many a times are actually counter-cyclical to how equities behave on the other side. So it gives you a right balance of everything. So new customers, I would say welcome. As far as your long-term time horizon, I think this can be your starting point. This can be your first product. Mera Pehla Investment can be ICICI Prudential Multi-Asset Fund. Interestingly, this fund, and not many people know about it, is that it actually has five different fund managers. So you actually have somebody who's a fixed income expert, who's a fund manager, somebody who's an equity expert, somebody who's a commodity expert, somebody who takes a macro view, somebody who is an expert on derivatives. So everybody, the entire skill set. So it's actually not a single fund manager product. Because you have multiple things into it, you brought in five experts into the product to manage this product in a right way.
Okay. And an interesting point there actually about short-term versus new investor. To also ask you to go back, you know, to the 21-year performance of this fund in particular, Amar, what are some of the key performance highlights so far that you would really like to spotlight right now?
Surely. But I would put in a disclaimer that past returns are not indicative of any future returns, right? That's what mutual fund is. And I think I should put that disclosure. But it has a track record of 21 years where there's a growth of 55 times that has happened. So if you invested, say the inception date was October 31st, 2002, right? And we are nearing 31st October 2023. Right. As of September end, the NAV has grown 55 times. So your 10 rupees NAV now has become 550 rupees at this point of time. If you did SIP of just 10,000 rupees, right, and you did it for 21 years, the value of that SIP right now as of end of September is 2.15 crores, which means it's compounded at the rate of 21.1% for the last 21 years. Or if you just invested 1 lakh rupees in 2002, the value today is almost 55 lakh rupees, 54 lakhs, 91,000 odd is the precise number. So I think the fund has done reasonably well, again, given that it does not invest its entire monies into equities. Equity is a component of it. In spite of that, it has done and it has delivered. It has beaten its benchmark by almost 4% Yeah, so on one side, you have reduced the risk. And in terms of risk, when I say is higher equity exposure versus lower equity exposure, in spite of having a slightly lower equity exposure, the fund has delivered upwards of 21% return since inception right now.
Nice. Okay, thank you for flagging off that disclaimer as well, Amar. But, you know, a track record is probably a safer word to measure this fund by, right? Because at least we've got that speaking for the ability of the fund to contribute to your wealth creation or generation journey as well.
Absolutely.
When you look at the current state of the market, Amar, in 2023, why does it make sense to invest in this fund now? I think I would like to end today's conversation with that question.
Surely. In fact, every year at the beginning of a calendar year, we actually come out as a fund house with our outlook for that calendar year. And if I have to rewind, and while now it's almost more than 9 months, but if I rewind to January 2023, we actually put out a note stating that, look, this year is going to be a year of multiple assets. There'll be points and patches where equities will do well. There'll be points and patches where commodities, gold, silver, etc. will do well. The rates, the interest rates had got elevated. So you're getting a good rate of return if you're investing into a fixed return instrument or fixed income instrument. So we actually, at the beginning of the year, said it. And if you see, in reality also, it has happened that way, that all the asset classes at different points of time have done well in this year. And we genuinely believe that the global complexities that we are seeing right now, right, the complexities within India and the dynamism that we are seeing within India, we think there is room and space for all the asset classes to do well at different points of time. And hence, in the current environment, I think, and when I say current environment, I'm saying that going forward for even medium to long term period, if you choose a multi-asset way of investing, it would be one of the most prudent way to be disciplined and to be allocating to your portfolio. So I would not say that at this moment, based on some valuations or some levels, etc., but I would generalize it. And then I would add over here that, look, can this product be something which can be bought by anybody at all points of time and with any quantum of money, as far as the time horizon and understanding is in place?
But always a pleasure to chat with you, Amar. Thank you so much for giving us a more micro view today of the ICICI Prudential Multi-Asset Fund. I think we've also clarified some important investor questions when it comes to the fund today. So thank you for joining us on this episode of Taraki Talks.
Thank you, and pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much.
Everyone, stay tuned to the series. We should be back with another podcast very soon. But in the meantime, just soak up all of the goodness from today's conversation and happy investing.
You were listening to Taraki Talks.